Now, whether they're in your bottled water or a sachet, electrolytes are all the rage at the minute. But do we actually need them? Well, dietitian Sarah Keogh joins me now to find out if we do or we don't. Sarah, you're very welcome along to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Firstly, I think the main question is, what are electrolytes?
So electrolytes are little minerals that we need in the body. So they would be things like sodium, potassium and chloride would be the three really important ones that we would use. And what they basically do is they help balance water in the body.
Okay.
So we have, say, a lot of water in our blood and slightly less in other tissues in the body. And we really need to keep that balance carefully monitored so we don't, if you get too much water into your cells, they swell up and burst. If you don't get enough in, you get dehydrated. So they're actually really important for water balance in the body. And that's what they do.
Okay, so that's day to day is looking after the water balance
pretty
in your
much,
body,
yeah.
Which is something I don't think anybody has thought of until right now.
No.
A second. Which, again, you probably shouldn't. Where do we get them from normally?
Well, they're just in our food. So sodium comes from salt. So if you have any food with salt in it, which let's face it, we absolutely love in Ireland, we have plenty of sodium. Potassium comes from fruit and vegetables. So if you're eating any sort of fruit or veg, you're going to get your potassium from that. And then chloride also comes from salt, because if you know, in school, you probably did sodium chloride for your salt. So they're your electrolytes. They're your really the main ones that we actually look at.
Okay, so we need them in our body,
yes,
day to day. Supplements, right? Because now we're in this world of, you know, everybody needs supplement and you should be having your electrolytes added into this and your gels and all this kind of stuff. Like, who does need a supplement?
Very few people need a supplement with it. Most of us are just getting it from our food. There are times when it's helpful to do it. And, you know, obviously with the Dublin City Marathon at the weekend. Mm-hmm. So marathon runners definitely do need extra electrolytes. And the reason for that is that when we sweat, we get out a lot of sodium with that. Mm-hmm. So that comes out into our sweat. So that can change the water balance inside our bodies. And if you only replace just with water, it actually creates even more of an imbalance.
Okay.
So that's why, particularly for marathon runners, we want some electrolytes into the water with that. So that's why you might see sports drinks and they'll talk about having things like sodium or potassium added. Now, they don't all need that. Mm-hmm. And it's really only if you're doing a lot of sweating or you're having a lot of water loss, that's where we would talk about electrolytes coming back in. So you might again see it. People have often taken stuff if they'd had maybe a tummy bug and they did a bit of diarrhea and vomiting.
Yeah.
And they're saying take some of those back in. But for the average person going around, no, you don't need supplements of those.
How would you know, like, if, you know, like, let's say me right now, like, how would I know if I needed it? Would I feel
really
thirsty
sick.
Or really sick? Okay,
you'll be feeling really sick. You'll be thinking, maybe I should head over to the hospital now. I'm really not feeling great. Like, you know, you might have heard of people years ago, and it pops up every so often, people who were like drinking too much water.
Yeah.
And people dying as a result of that. And what happens is that when you drink too much water, your body's trying to get rid of it. And partly it ends up losing sodium with that. And when that happens, it causes the brain cells to swell.
Okay.
And so those people die basically of their brain cells bursting. And it is the loss of sodium as much as the water coming in. That's the issue. So you get really bad headaches. You start to feel like seriously unwell. You're not sitting there. If you're sitting there feeling generally okay and a bit tired, it's not electrolytes that you need.
Okay, fair enough. Magnesium is also a really trendy one now. And it's linked to sleep. But what are good sources for magnesium?
So really good sources for magnesium. Are nuts and seeds are really rich. Mm-hmm. So things like almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts are really good. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, any of those. They're really, really rich sources of it. But you'll actually get magnesium if, what we'll talk about, having a varied diet. So if you a little bit of everything, like normal healthy eating, you know, you know, a bit of fruit and veg coming in, you know, got some good protein foods coming in. Yes, I'd add in the nuts and seeds as well and they'll pick it up. But what we have to remember is that when you suddenly see a huge trend for whether it's electrolytes or magnesium, someone is selling supplements and someone is marketing this and it's, you know, it's everywhere. You don't have to jump on every single latest trend with it. Most of us don't need to be deliberately taking supplements of these things if we're getting food. And you're always better to go food first if you can.
Okay.
Because when you eat something like nuts and seeds, you don't just get magnesium, you get lots of other nutrients in there and some fiber as well. So it's lovely if you can think about, well, can I get it from food before I spend money on supplements?
I suppose as well, it's like thinking that, you know, you can't just have a shake as opposed to a full meal. Like you know, a shake, fine, it's a quick, like, okay, grand, I can have a protein shake and I can move on from there, but it's not going to be in replacement of your dinner, let's say.
Well, and that's it. You know, if you take a protein shake, and they can have their place and they can
100%.
Be useful, but for most people don't need them, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you actually eat the meat or you eat, you know, the beans or lentils, you get all the other nutrition with it. Things like your iron and stuff will track with that as well.
What about trying mineral water over tap water?
Mineral water will just have higher levels of some of the minerals. So you might see more calcium or more sodium. And it's one of the reasons, say, bottled water isn't suitable for babies because sometimes the sodium level is too high. But we'll have lots of minerals in the water in Ireland anyway. You know, particularly around Dublin, it's coming through all the limestone. There's plenty in it. So there's no particular advantage to it. Your tap water is going to be absolutely fine with that.
I had this this conversation with my brother-in-law the other day as well, because I was just saying I prefer the taste of tap water. Mm-hmm. I feel like you get more bang for your buck out of it as well, because it's free coming out of your tap. But it's not even that. I just it tastes nicer to me.
Mm. And it's nice, you know. And some people maybe don't like if there's some chlorine in it, just to keep it safe. But if you leave it stand for a few minutes, it'll actually just evaporate off, so it's fine.
And it's good to go. Mm. What would you call safe hydration?
Well, safe hydration is really, we just need to get, you know, 1.5 to 2 litres of liquid in a day. As just if we think of ourselves as an animal for a minute, we sort of need that 1.5 to 2 litres of liquid a day. But that can include tea and coffee. It can include milk or fruit juice, a little bit of fruit juice. Water is really good because there's no sugar in it and there's no caffeine in it. So it's good for your body just to get a bit of water in it. If you're doing a lot of exercise, where particularly if you're sweating, it's a really good idea. Maybe you'll need to add in a little bit more with it. If you're doing something very extreme, for example, like a marathon at the weekend, you're definitely going to need more water along with your electrolytes for that. So, I mean, the one way to half judge is kind of how clear or how cloudy is my pee, basically. Yeah. You know, if I really dark pee when I go to the loo, I definitely need to hydrate. If it's quite light, I'm probably okay. Now, it's not a golden, hard and fast rule, but it's a good guide on it, and that'll give you an idea.
A nice indicator as well. So if we're doing the HIIT classes, maybe an extra glass of water in on top of it.
Definitely. And, you know, your thirst is a good sign. Now, we would say don't always wait till you're thirsty to drink. It's a good idea just to drink through the day. But if you are actually feeling thirsty, definitely get a couple of glasses in.
Yeah, you'll often see like elite athletes taking something like a square of chocolate or something after a hike. Does your body need sugar replacement as well?
It can. It'll benefit from it. But what we have to remember is that the research, I see lots of really good research for elite athletes who are going to the Olympics and they're doing really big, you know, tournaments and all the rest. And they're trying to get that extra quarter of a second in their performance to win. The average person going to the gym once or twice a week or heading out for a walk, really, like, people say to me, seriously, what snack should I take before I go for a walk? And it's like, are you climbing a mountain? No, it's like, I'm going out for 15 minutes. Like, you really don't need anything, okay? If you're half a second faster on your walk today, it makes no difference to anything. And you don't need to sort of put in 200 calories worth of chocolate before you go.
So what are you talking about? That's the whole reason I'm going to the gym. So I can get all these snacks and stuff on. So, like, it is important for anybody listening right now not to worry about how elite athletes are looking after themselves.
Exactly, exactly.
Because we're not elite athletes.
We're not elite athletes. And you know, elite athletes, when you actually work with them, like, they're so, not strict around the diet isn't the right thing, but they're really careful about what they're eating and they're really careful about staying well, because it is down to the half second for something like that. But for the rest of us, it's fine. You know, some people say, well, I do need to have protein immediately after training. And it's like, well, are you going to the Olympics? And they're like, no. It's like, it'll be all right if you wait half an hour or 2 hours. You know, like, we actually don't have to be in such a panic about it. And it's lovely that we have the research for the elite athletes, but I sometimes think we could just draw a breath and just relax and just have your lunch and you'll be grand.
Don't need to apply it to ourselves.
Yeah.
I know that was a big thing for so long as well, you know, because the gym is relatively new. It's the last 10 years, really, when you think about it, in this country, where people are like, oh, I'm going to my classes four or five times a week. I'm, you know, getting my steps and I'm doing all that. We weren't really that bothered about it before. And it did go a bit mad there for a while. People being like, I need to eat at this time and this time and this time and I need to do this, this and this. But overall, if you're just getting that food in, you should be okay.
Doing okay. And it's, you know, I lecture on nutrition as well, and I had my students doing a menu recently, and they were saying, oh, we need to put more protein in. And I was like, have you looked at how much protein's in there? And like, this person had a target, they were young, of kind of 50 grams of protein, and they actually had 120 grams of protein in the menu, because people only look at the protein in meat. And they were forgetting to look at all the other places where you pick up protein with it. And I see people, and they've been told, oh, you have to have, you know, 2 grams of protein per kilogram. And it's like, not for an aerobics class. Do you know what I mean? You really, really don't. You know, if you're going out to do your Pilates, no. You know, again, bodybuilding for the Olympics, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are really trying to force in this huge amount of protein, and it's expensive.
Mm.
You know, and that's, I think, where then you start getting sold protein shakes and protein bars and things like that that, you know, maybe you just don't need, because you're just getting enough protein in your food anyway.
It is great to hear as well, actually, just actually think about the others other than meat, you know, like looking at the rest of your plate and going, oh, no, wait, actually, these actually have bits of protein in it.
Protein in your dairy, there's protein in your carbs. Most people miss that. You know, wheat is quite good for protein and stuff. So if you're eating bread, you've got to count that up as well. And most people don't know how to do, which is fair enough. That's my job. And I'd always say, look, if you're really struggling, go and see a registered dietitian.
Yeah.
You know, actually get like one session. People, I often think, we'll go and see a physio. You know, we'll go to the doctor, but we will take random nutrition advice from absolutely anywhere.
TikTok.
Like, we have registered dietitians in Ireland. You can actually go and see one.
Well, speaking of a registered dietitian, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and explaining who does and who doesn't need to be topping up their electrolytes and so much more in that chat there as well. As Sarah Keogh is a registered dietitian, we'll be right back after these. 2FM.